Mark, first of all, let me mention that this is take two of the Digital Future this month. We often record these in advance, and it so happens that just 3 days after we recorded your prescription for how Microsoft needs to restructure itself, CEO Steve Ballmer made an announcement that stole some of your thunder, so congratulations on your foresight, even though we couldn't get it on the air before Ballmer opened his mouth.
Foresight turned into hindsight, Dave.
Well, let's take a look at what Ballmer said and how that ties in with your vision for Microsoft. Essentially, Ballmer is taking like five big segments of the company and turning it into basically two divisions within Microsoft, right?
That's exactly right. So at the analyst meeting last week, there was an announcement by Steve Ballmer that they will now restructure their financial reporting to fall into these two categories, which are essentially consumer and enterprise. They have slightly fancier names for them.
Yeah, Ballmer labeled those as devices and consumer and commercial. Now, what's the importance of narrowing Microsoft down to these two main divisions?
Well, Steve Jobs once said, Dave, that it's impossible. It's been impossible historically for any company to be both, to be excellent in both consumer and enterprise. I haven't done the math on this, but he may be right, or may have been right. So Microsoft is facing a really amazing challenge. And the real meaning, I think, of identifying these two subject areas or these two segments is that they will have very different people involved in leading them and in executing. The challenges are going to be different culturally. They'll be different financially. You really do have to split these in two, and he's just done that.
Now, what is different here from what you had told me earlier is we now have these two main divisions of Microsoft, but you see a real need for a change in structure at the very top level of management.
That's right, Dave. Well, actually, last time we talked doing this same program, my thought was that everyone's talking about who's going to be the next CEO, but really more important is the question of the structure of that office. And I had suggested then that the smart move would be to break this into pieces and make it a larger office. This has been done before. Call it the Office of the President. Find a good CEO with tech chops. But also under that person, have two co-presidents, one for each of these now these new financial structures, the enterprise and the consumer work.
How likely do you think it'll go that way? I mean, at least you know, you were right about focusing on two main divisions. Maybe they'll go this route as well.
It could be. It seems that somebody up there at the board level or at Steve's level is thinking the same way we're thinking right now. So it could happen.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He joined us through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.